I'm one of the people who was eligible and approved for a house through the Galveston County CDBG Disaster Housing Program. I believe the program has been mismanaged and has brought additional suffering to the citizens it was intended to assist. Going into the third year since Ike devastated our community, I know of only two houses that have been started on Bolivar Peninsula through the grant program. Though most of us who have applied for assistance don't know each other, after talking with the few other applicants I do know, I believe my experience with the grant process is very typical. I have produced in a timely manner all records requested by the agency. I believe as applicants we have waited for responses from the agency for amounts of time that were inexplicable and inexcusable. I was told that I was eligible over a year ago, and then that I was approved around March 2010. In May 2010, I was told that I had been assigned a builder and would soon be contacted to choose a floor plan. After the many unanswered inquiries I had submitted through the Crystal Beach Annex office, I decided to go to the office in Galveston to try to hurry things along. After a little wait, Joanna Alfonso introduced herself as manager of eligibility and requested several documents that I had previously submitted. She finally found my entire folder and began to review my most recent bank records. When I left that day, she had determined that I was no longer eligible for the program. She counted every deposit that went into my bank account as income. I am on a fixed income, and those deposits were not income, but money passed around within my family trying to make ends meet. I was told there is an appeal process, but I would have to wait until they sent it to me. After living through this shock for a week, I went back to the Galveston office to try to pick up the appeal procedure. I was told that I could not have the appeal procedure until I got the official not eligible notification. I said maybe it was at the post office in Crystal Beach. They said they hadn't sent any official letters. I said, then maybe I'm not officially ineligible, so let's just start reviewing my finances again. Then they said, no, I am officially not eligible. I just have to wait for the official letter before they will give me the appeal procedure. Now I am paralyzed again, just waiting, again, for some action from the housing office. I resent having been strung along all this time in the hope of getting a house. I especially hate not knowing the information I need to move forward. Still waiting, not knowing, unable to give up. Getting a grant for a new house always seemed too good to be true. We were told the money was available for people like us, but for the last couple of years, the people who were supposed to be helped have only been used to justify the administration of the program. After Ike, I knew I had lost everything except my land, and I just had to deal with it the best way I could. I was planning and researching to find the least expensive way to get back to living on my own land at the beach. I suspended my planning when I was told I was eligible and approved for the housing grant. I consider myself a very patient person, but to be told I'm no longer eligible after being led on for the last couple of years has just added cruelty to the suffering. I do not enjoy gambling, and I like to know all the facts available for planning my future. Poor communication from the housing program and lack of advocacy for the people it was supposed to help has become just another cruel blow. I believe there has been many internal problems with the program. Some have become public in recent news articles. It seems to me attempts to address internal problems has been projected onto the people the program was intended to help. We should have advocates helping us in explaining the rules, changing our eligibility requirements, and eliminating many eligible applicants won't fix the corruption within. Please look into this program, examine the lack of results for the people that were supposed to be helped. Try to get us some kind of advocacy to move the program toward what the grant was intended. Sincerely, Angie Buscemi.